Welcome to Hammer
Down!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
I'm Baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpy. You know he's Canadian station. He's a beard of wonder.
Today, Tone.
Why?
There's a storm brewing.
Oh, there's a storm brewing. Where?
Edmonton.
Off the coast of Edmonton.
Mexico's walking into some flurries, my friend.
Is that U.S. game start today?
I was supposed to be at 4. It now says 5. I don't know what.
See, when you told me that the other day, maybe coverage is at 4, because when I looked it up, it was 5 the other day. It
said 4 on FanDuel yesterday.
They were lying. I think they might have been wrong.
And they lied.
So there's that. There's a storm brewing in Canada.
Canada is favored over Mexico in a soccer game for probably the first time ever.
Boys in the back, wide.
How we doing?
Nick, you got 2-0 last night?
2-0 on the ice. On the gridiron, I may have been a little overconfident after the results of the weekend. Good pick, boys. Good pick. That's why you guys are the Hammer Down boys, the Hammer Down Cowboys. And you guys have been in football.
That's not true. Don't do that.
I've seen some tweets lately.
Don't fucking do that.
I've seen some tweets lately.
Don't do that.
What do you mean?
In all seriousness, good picks, boys.
Man, what'd you have last night?
You ride with the public, there's a chance it's gonna happen.
See, I should have known to fade the public, but instead took my hype boy OBJ touchdown. I just took Pat's super boost, and then I went 1-3 in the NBA. So sweet. Denver Nuggets were covering the entire damn game. Blew it at the end. Cavs. I didn't know Evan Mobley would get hurt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm upset, Tony.
NBA wasn't kind. NFL was kind. NBA fucking Pacers were covering the entire time, even with 50 seconds left.
I almost live bet on the Pacers to just outright win because they were kicking the shit out of the Knicks.
Yep.
I felt so bad for you, Tony.
And then they fucking didn't. Suns didn't cover by half a point.
Oh, that was the other one. They were fucking up the whole game, too.
Bulls did cover against the Lakers.
Yeah, see.
And OKC was just the wrong side. I can admit when I'm on the wrong side, pal. Huh. OKC was the wrong side.
Well, it happened. That's NBA, baby.
I mean, they didn't cover by 3 points, but it was not the right side.
Hey,
I'll leave that to you guys.
You did. You fucking did. I had the under. Monday Night Football. It was a little bit of a sweat there at the end. Not really, though. Gumpy, though. The fucking San Francisco 49ers.
Just how'd that feel, dude?
But what, because 90% of the public was on it and it didn't move a fucking cent?
That, and I don't think the 49ers are that bad.
And because they were a primetime pup?
And that's Jimmy G. I love seeing Jimmy G play well. I don't know what it is. I don't know what. It's not an infatuation. I like to see him do well.
I do, too.
He's a good guy.
He seems like a good guy.
He was hitting guys fucking right across the
middle. I judged his decision-making on having to go to page 12 or 13
of the
top-rated porn stars on Pornhub, and he decided to take number 168 on a date.
Come on, Tony.
He's a top 10 quarterback. I'll say this. He's not a top 10 quarterback, but...
Listen, that's the only one we know about, okay? Yeah, maybe that's just the one he got spotted with.
Trust me, if he was with the top 10, if he was with the first page...
Where do you see...
Hey, dude, also, I mean, that 168, she's on the climb now. She's top 100 now.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I didn't think so. I didn't think you did, though. But I love seeing
Jimmy G.
Where
do you see Jimmy G next year? That's my... Like, he's going to get... I don't think he'll get a big deal, but I see he'll be starting with somebody.
It could be the Broncos. It could be... It could absolutely be the Steelers. It could be the Browns. No, they're going to pay Baker. It could be the Steelers. It could be
Texans,
Falcons.
No, Matt Ryan's still under contract.
Saints,
Texans, maybe
Saints.
He would be a good fit with the Saints. That offense.
Who's tanking?
I mean, they were fucking some of those Debo in the backfield, like.
Adebo's the best.
He's so good.
So is Kittle.
I mean, Kittle is the fucking man. He's so awesome to watch.
Football team?
Ooh.
I think they like, what's his name?
Heinicke?
Yeah.
Listen, Heinicke played really well on Sunday.
Yeah. I think they really like
him. Like, the 1-7 route that he threw, touchdown was incredible throw.
I forgot that Nick Bosa was just an absolute animal until last night. Holy shit, he's fun to
watch. Yeah, he's been quiet this year.
Yeah, he has. But that defense has missed DeForest Buckner so much.
For sure.
You can't. I mean, the Dolphins did it with Minka, too. You trade away guys like that, and you don't really think about the consequence. Like, DeForest Buckner made that whole defense better.
Yeah, 1,000%. So, yeah. Not a bad overall night. Not a bad overall night. Maction tonight.
Yeah.
College ball tonight.
Yep.
We got puck tonight.
Oh, yeah. Big slate.
We got NBA tonight.
Yes, sir. TNT Tuesdays. Let's go. Risk-free game.
We'll dive into a little bit of where the money's at early here in the week and if there's been any line moves in the NFL. How about that?
Like that.
That way we cover all the sports.
Like that.
Football, basketball, hockey.
Big news out of the hockey world.
Big news.
We're not going to talk about that on the show.
Yeah. Me and Nick just joined forces. What do you mean?
We're not going to talk about that on the show.
Me, Mitt, and Boston Connor. We're now this fucking dynamic force.
We're the fucking sports big fan three. Friends.
And Gumpy, too. All Gumpy's teams are in there now.
Yeah, yeah, let's go. Sports group, dude. Although
I don't like it.
Is that what we do? Is that what they do?
I don't know, that's what we do. Feels like they're starting to stretch themselves.
I will never root for a team that LeBron owns. Can't do it.
Oh, Mario still owns. He's going to be staying on a minority share.
Who has the majority of the shares?
Oh, the Fenway Sports Group will. But you know, if LeBron wants to come to a couple games, wave a towel around, throw on a jersey, I'm cool with it. Put him in the suite.
He doesn't have the fucking grit to own a team in that goddamn city.
Man, he's not. I doubt he even knows he will be owning the team.
He'll probably just find out.
Continue to collect a paycheck.
I won't do anything drastic. But if he tweets like wearing like a Pens jersey or something like that.
Let's go Pens.
Go Pens, man.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Hey, Le GM will get you a championship roster.
Guy knows how to win.
Bang.
How cold is 19.4 degrees Fahrenheit?
19.4 Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking cold.
That's what Mexico, 70 mile per hour winds.
70 mile an hour winds in Edmonton?
Kilometer an hour, sorry.
Jesus Christ, Paul.
Okay, now I'm just so confused.
So, all right, so 19 Fahrenheit is
the bet in that cold. The bet in that game might be just a draw.
No one scores?
Like, what's the under? What's the total at? One?
Let me... So it's going to be 19, and
it's 19 right now. And
well, someone, Nick, will you convert 70 kilometers to miles an hour?
What's 19 Fahrenheit Celsius?
I'm still making my picks back.
Okay, it'd be like negative 16 or some shit.
Oh, it's 40 miles an hour.
Minus 8 degrees Celsius.
So we got 40 mile an hour gusts. I mean, 19 degrees. Is that feels like, or is that the temperature?
That's the temp.
So it feels like it might be closer to zero.
I don't know if this helps Canada either, though.
No, I'm sure those boys don't want to play in that either.
You know what I mean?
But I...
Like, back in the day, it would, when we were just a shit team. But now they actually have some players, so now it's like, what are we doing?
Okay, Jamaica, U.S., there's that. Where is the Canada lineup?
You can go under half a goal for plus 630.
Under half for plus 630?
0-0. I mean, plus 630 feels like that's something you gotta do. Under half a goal, plus 630.
Do you want to go there?
What's under 1.5? Under 1.5.
Plus 164.
Yeah. Like, what do we do? Plus 630 for 0-0. Hold on. What if you get plus? So you might as well throw the draw in there too, right?
Yeah, but if you go under a half, that's automatically should be a draw, so it shouldn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah, you can't even combine those because it's the same thing.
God damn it.
You were trying to fucking cheat the system, and the system said, hey, don't fuck it. Don't try to do what you're doing, okay?
Just lost my 25-game parlay trying to do that.
Did you really?
Just a couple of the games.
You
can only put 25 in a slip at once.
Okay. I mean, but it gets chilly over in fucking Europe.
That's the thing, like Alfonso Davies, like he plays in Germany, like
yeah, he'll be fine.
I don't know.
All right, that's footy. Do you have Are you going to give out footy picks today or tomorrow? Or
there's nothing till Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Thursday game's back on Friday.
Let's start in the action.
All right.
I believe you currently have the lead.
Yeah. Top of Maction Mountain.
I know what I am. 3-2 or 4-2? 3-2. What are you?
8-1, maybe? 5-2, I think. You're 4-2, aren't you?
I think so.
5-3.
I'll go back and check. Mitt, we can't ask because he doesn't keep track of his record.
I do actually think I'm like 4-3. I know I've lost 3 games, but I can't decide if I've won 5 or 4, so okay. We'll just go with 4. Okay. To play devil's advocate or whatever. That's not the right term.
That works.
No, we'll play it. We'll allow it. Tonight, 1, 2, 3 games. Toledo at Ohio. The line is 7.5 home roughs.
Yeah.
Over under 58.5. Where are you going, Paul? Going anywhere?
Yeah, give me the 7.5 home pup.
Bobcats.
Yeah, home team in this matchup, 5-2 ATS last 7. Dog, 4-1 ATS last 5. Bobcats, 6-1.
Fucking Bobcats, dude.
Last 7 conference games, 5-1 last 6 as a home dog. 4-1 last 5 Tuesday games.
Okay.
I don't need the Rockets. Give me the Cats.
Okay.
That's just too many points.
Mitt, are you taking anything on this game?
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking the Rockets malfunction tonight, just like Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Oh, shit, what?
Ohio covers the 7.5, baby. Let's go, Guppy.
Wrong.
Next game. I'm not on anything on that one.
What?
I'm not on that game.
What?
Fucking hop on I'm not bats, on it. You son of a
dude.
Bitch.
Western at Eastern. Michigan, I talk about. Western at Eastern. Broncos, Eagles. 6.5 is the number in this one. I will be taking the home ruff.
Yeah.
6.5 with the home ruffs. Let's see here. Where is this at? Guess what I thought this game should have been.
What do you got?
I thought it should have been a pick 'em.
Eagles 5-2 ATS last 7 Tuesday games. Dog in this matchup 4-1 ATS last 5. Broncos 2-5 ATS last 7 Tuesday games. That tells me they're not good in the
2-5-1 in their last 8 on the road. 1-3-1 ATS last 5 on the road. 1-4-1 last 6 overall. That's for the Broncos. 1-7-1 in their last 9 conference games.
Give me the 6.5 with the
give me the two
home puppies.
Roofs. Plus the 6.5 for the Eastern Michigan. Ka-ka! Eagles.
Hell yeah, Tony. I'm right there with you guys.
Oh, no.
Fucking sweep.
Clean sweep.
This might be a clean sweep luckily,
this show doesn't put up our picks in a box, 3 next to each other, and we're all on the same side.
Nope. You know what? Steve Young said Niners last night.
Did he?
Yep.
Ooh.
In a big surprise.
Did he?
Not a homer.
Well, turns out he was right. Home roofs in that game. Last game of the night. Where is it? Miami, Ohio is minus 17.5 against Bowling Green. Numbers tell me to take Bowling Green. I took Bowling Green last week. I'm not going to take him again. I'm not going to do it, so I'm staying away.
I'm good on that one, Tom.
Okay, so for Max, you got anything on that one?
You know what, Tony? I actually did. I went full out Max and slate this Tuesday, and I'm going over 51.5 at that one.
Okay.
I'm not very confident in that one. That was probably a forced pick. So but, I mean, 51.5, it just seems low.
You two are on the home pups in Ohio and Eastern Michigan.
Yes, sir.
I'm on Eastern Michigan as well. And Mitt is on the over 51.5 in Bowling Green and Miami of Ohio.
There you go.
We know what the weather's like tonight in Maction.
Oh, probably pretty shitty.
Probably beautiful. If I know Maction.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be some defensive touchdowns. Maybe like a special teams blocked punt, scoop, score.
Athens, Ohio weather. Athens, we're looking at... Oh, I think we're fine.
What about Miami?
Precipitation, we're good. We're good. Athens, Ohio is good. Miami, Ohio. weather. Think we're, I assume you, yeah, we're good there too.
No, what?
Nothing.
Yes, let's go.
No rain, no anything.
Over's good then.
Where's Eastern Michigan at? Ypsilanti?
The eastern part of Michigan.
Where's Eastern Michigan at?
Taneyville.
It is in Ypsilanti.
What the fuck's in Ypsilanti?
It's a fucking city, dude. What do you mean, what's in Ypsilanti? They also...
Ain't no way that's a city. That's a town.
Uh-oh. This isn't good.
What do you got?
We might have some precip tonight. Some precipitation, dude.
Nah. Oh, no, that's good for our Eastern
Not dogs. Worried about it.
No, we're good. No chance of rain. 7-hour winds. We're fucking good, dude. Rain's holding off until after midnight. All right, so weather should not be a factor tonight in Maction. Do you feel comfortable about Maction right now? Are we good?
I love Maction.
We good on college football tonight?
Love it, love it, love it.
Let's go. Where you want to go, dude?
You guys got NBA or you wanted to go to the ice?
Let's go to the
ice. Coin alive? We got a coin tonight?
Maybe.
Let's go to the ice. What do you mean maybe?
Dude. Coin's been hasn't been seen in days.
Don't force it, dude. That's
a problem. Don't force it, pal.
Don't fuck it. Hasn't been seen in days.
What is there, 100 games on the ice tonight?
There's a lot.
Jesus.
I'm putting the finishing touches on some things right now. We can go through it. I might be swayed.
Well, if you need some more time, we can head to the fucking court. Might as well
just do it. I don't think it's going
to
change.
We're going to head to the hardwood, dude. Okay. Let's go. Fucking 7:07 starts. We got, Jesus Christ, we got five of them.
Yeah. The first 7:07 start, the Montreal Canadiens at the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
All over the Rangers on to win in regulation, -130.
Okay. I like it.
For a
60. Are the Habs still stink?
Yeah. Well, they still
stink. Wow, the Habs still stink?
They're not great.
Is Carey coming back?
He posted it last week, I think, but... I think he's still a while out.
He have a heart issue? No, that was King Lundqvist.
Yeah.
How is he back yet?
Hank?
Yeah.
No, he's doing TV now for the Rangers in...
As he should, on MSG.
MSG or Yes or whatever it is that they use up there.
Okay.
Carey had a boozing problem, apparently.
Oh.
Was that what it was?
Well, he was in treatment for abuse, yeah. And it wasn't physical or domestic.
He liked to sip on some of Grandpa's old
cough syrup. Those are the rumors. You know, I want to be tasteful about it.
Yeah, we'll be
tasteful. Allegedly. Nothing. We'll be tasteful.
Jumping over to the Preds on the road, heading to Toronto. The Maple Buds. Their Maple Buds are $2 favorites. Also going to jump on the regulation money line here at -125 for the Leafs. Gumpy seems to...
You like the Preds?
He likes the Preds.
Nah, I don't like that game.
I'm gonna jump on the Blues. The Blues are at home against Arizona. Arizona is an awful hockey team, but this one's big. This is probably just mixed into a parlay if you're putting a parlay together. The Blues are -320 on the money line. You can get them in regulation at -230, which is still an awful lot. But like I said, that's probably just mixed in for a parlay. The Minnesota Wild at home against the Sharks, -178 on home ice. Going with the Wild. I like the Oilers on the road at -110 going to the Peg.
Coilers.
They're playing Winnipeg.
They're playing good puck.
Gumpy's really not going to like
this.
You
know what I was thinking the other night?
You do not do this.
I'm taking the Detroit Red Wings at +164 going into Dallas to take on the Stars. I just realized this the other day. I did not know this. Dallas has only won one game in regulation. They've got five wins on the season. Only one of them have been in regulation.
Last fucking game, the boys are buzzing. You bet on the fucking Detroit.
I like the odds here at +164. This is purely an odds play. Plus, Detroit's playing Nedeljkovic, their number one goalie. He's pretty good. They played last night, but here's a chance. They got some young studs.
Now we go. You know what I was thinking the other night, though, when I was laying in bed and I think about things?
Yep.
If Connor McDavid's game suffers in the playoffs, maybe we need to think about changing the rules to better curtail to his game.
Is that what you were thinking?
I was thinking that.
You didn't see a tweet?
No.
Aligned with that thought process?
No. I just thought, like, hey, let's make the game easier for this guy if he's not able to handle things in the playoffs.
I saw some other people think it that way. I thought it was mind-boggling, you know? Sid, Mario,
every Wayno, player that's ever Messier. Played the game.
have all been able to overcome these things.
What an idiotic fucking tweet that was.
Who said that?
I don't know. I saw a man reply to it, though.
You're not allowed to be mean to McJesus. We know that. And Torts was mean. He said,
"Oh, hey, is that what Torts said?"
Torts told him to shut up, basically.
I love that.
Torts.
Torts is awesome.
Now, the last play I'm on for the night is the Carolina Hurricanes on the road going into Vegas. They're minus 140 on the money line. If you want to jump on them for a regulation win, you can get them at plus 115.
Okay. So then there's one game left.
There's a couple games left, and there are a couple that could be in the mix for the coin, and I kind of want to put it up to the group vote here of what we think. The Calgary Flames head to Philadelphia, minus 115 on the road. Philadelphia's minus 104 at home. That's an interesting possibility. There's also the Washington Capitals on the road at Anaheim. Caps are minus 128. Ducks are home dogs at plus 106.
Hey, the Caps got OV playing tonight.
Also,
I'll actually watch.
Yeah, it's a late game. Watch, 10 p.m. watch start.
Fucking Dallas dog walk Detroit.
That's the Islanders, who lost last night to the Lightning, now head over to Florida, and Bob's in.
Oh.
The phone.
Florida's minus 176.
You said Bob is in?
Bob is in. Now, if you're looking at that game, I'm not going to pick it because New York has tremendous stats as an underdog on the road coming off a loss. They're like 15-6 since a long time ago.
It's either Flames, Flyers, or Caps, Ducks. Those two are the closest money line.
Okay, we'll pick from one of those two. But just to finish the thought on this Florida game. Florida, if you want to go puck line here, if you believe in them off rest, they're plus 146. And
what are they in 60?
Minus 115.
With Bob in that?
With Bob.
You taking Bob?
I'll take Florida. I'll take Florida in regulation.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking too.
Okay, that's official. Then I'll jump on it.
Yeah, that's free money. Bob in between the pipes with rest. What are you talking about?
Have to, dude.
Is there? Can it be like win by like 7?
I'm sure if you dig in there, you can find something. So yeah, for the coin, it's either the Caps and Ducks or the Flames and Flyers.
Thinking back, I will. I am taking the under half a goal, Canada, Mexico.
I'm going to jump on it with you.
At plus 640, you have to. When? And it'll be fucking electric watching snow soccer, rooting for no goals.
Fucking, we got 19 degrees.
That actually sounds very
40 fun. Mile an hour winds. I'll go.
Plus 640 is an absurd number.
I'll jump on it with you.
Yeah.
Mexico didn't score the other night. It was a little chilly in Cincy, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus 640.
Plus 640.
I mean, come on.
I'm on it with you.
That's a full you.
Speaking of talking hockey, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. That's Hockey
Talk. It is tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
YouTube. Flying by.
YouTube.com/That's Hockey Talk.
Hell yeah.
I'll remind you tomorrow, too.
Is it Wayne tomorrow or Mario on?
I think tomorrow's Mario. You got to talk about the sale.
All right, Mario. We'll see you tomorrow, 66.
Excuse me, what?
Rupper does have an incredible guest lined up for tomorrow night, though. Surprise guest, can't reveal it yet. Back to the coin. What are we doing? I say Flames Flyers just because it's earlier, and we'll get to see it. I don't think you guys are staying up for the Caps and Ducks game at 10.
Tonight.
Me?
You talking Caps to me? Caps at 10 o'clock?
You Caps are on the West Coast, yeah.
No, I'll probably
Caps have the second best player in hockey, right?
Maybe third, maybe fourth. I don't know. Best goal scorer.
What's
McKinnon, but
Flames Flyers is even money pretty much, right?
Flames are
Capitals Ducks. I legitimately want to take
Let's do
the Capitals.
Let's do this one. Okay.
Yeah. Come on.
Let's go. Calgary Flames.
Flames.
On the road.
Flames.
Are you guys half ass on the ceremony?
Tony's not even fucking doing it. Tony doesn't give a shit.
We're talking coin, right?
We're talking
coin. Oh, rise.
Tony just doesn't give a shit.
Come on.
All rise for the honorable coin.
The fuck is
I
this?
Didn't know we were doing a coin.
Got earbuds in?
I thought you two were just fucking talking hockey. I was put in the plus the six. At? I was put in the plus 640 for coin? No goal.
Where's the coin?
Sorry, I was a little fucking distracted.
Where's the coin?
What game did we fucking pick?
Jesus.
The Flames of Calgary.
Okay.
You know this guy?
Heading to the Flyers of Philadelphia. To get a cheesesteak at D'Alessandro's, not Pat or Gino's.
That's a 7 o'clock game.
Oh, shit, Tony.
Flames are at the Flyers!
Fucking God. What the hell? If the coin loses, this is 100%
Tony's fault. He's lost his fucking mind, ladies and gentlemen. He can't remember a damn thing we talked about.
This is hand up. This one's on me. No, actually, fuck you. It's on you because you said, hey, we're definitely in on fucking minus a, or under a half on Canada and Mexico the middle of.
He did.
In the middle while we were skating around.
Yeah, we're talking about ice and they're playing in snow. It makes sense.
Fucking final horn having
it. The fucking thing.
This coin's got no chance tonight.
Who's flames or heads?
Flames or heads, flyers or tails.
Flip the fucking coin.
In the flip. It's tails.
Flyers, -104 at home in TD Garden. That's not where they play.
Is it Wachovia? I think it's Wachovia.
Wachovia Center.
The coin was once a storied bet maker. Never lost. 30 in a row, in fact. One day it lost to Detroit. Somehow picked Detroit, just like Nick did tonight for some fucking reason. And now we ride with the Flyers.
Flyers it is. Let's go, Waino.
Gumpy, you jumping on the Caps on the road?
Against the Ducks?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I actually did like that one, too.
All right, I'll ride with you boys.
Yeah, it feels like Caps. Feels like one. Caps. They're playing good puck right now.
I didn't want to pick every game, and I think we just picked every game.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I got like 10 college basketball tonight, too, so we're in it.
Hold on, I was trying to scroll back. Someone said, hey, Clay, keep the politics out of this chat. I was trying to scroll back to see what Clay said because we don't do politics on this show.
What did Clay say?
I don't know. I can't find it. I was going to fucking block him, dude. No politics in the chat, okay? The Wells Fargo Center, dude.
Wells Fargo.
Broadsy.
Oh, I thought it was Wachovia.
Something, it might have been. Might used
I knew
to
it was one of those W.
Is Carter Hart in between the pipes?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, we're fucking fine, dude. Wayno's going to fucking tip one in front of the net.
Clutch for the Leafs. We are on them as well. You're right.
Claude Giroux. Fucking snipe Sally.
Claude's still there.
They got Van Riemsdyk, huh?
JVR.
Yeah. How did he make his way?
What about
back
Lindros?
There?
What's he up to these days?
How did fucking Dion Phaneuf just retire today?
Is Eric
a hard nosed son of a bitch?
Is Eric a scrambled egg?
I honestly haven't seen him do any like media or anything. I don't. Huh. I assume he's
Tony.
Well,
what?
Eric Lindros probably has the most concussions of any hockey player
I have
ever played.
Stars legend.
Did you just call him a scrambled egg?
Mitt, I have six diagnosed myself. Okay?
Eric Lindros was very good late in his career with the Dallas Stars.
I can say whatever I want about concussions, okay? Okay.
I mean...
Also,
fucking you go. Also, you go against... Right, you, go also, against you go against also, fucking 88 on your
also
own accord.
Tell the friend. Truth. Pittsburgh doctor, so it's two ties for me.
You go against 88 on your own accord.
I'm right, fine.
We have Dr. Will Smith, and then now we got Dr. Ononi Diggs out here. Jesus.
First off, it's Dr. Bennett Amalu.
Whoa.
Tell the truth.
All right, let's go to the hardwood. We'll start in the NBA. There's only three games. I got nothing.
I have a lot of picks for tonight.
Well, there's only three games, so...
Yeah, there are also two 3x2s on the nationally televised TNT.
Boost!
Boost! Yeah, I love 3x2 boost.
Show me the boost!
3x2.
Yeah.
Show me your boost.
Show me your boosts. Yeah, give me both the 3x2s.
Relax, Mitt. Jesus. And then,
I absolutely love the early game Golden State Warriors plus the 3. They have been covering machines all year.
Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Golden State Warriors over the Brooklyn
Nets. Oh, really?
Nets.
What about the Manning curse, dude?
Oh, shit.
What? You think Draymond's not even a big part of that fucking
game?
Okay,
just saying.
If this was 4 years ago, yes, I would care about the Manning curse. But Draymond's basically just a bench role player at this point. Right. I don't care.
That's why I'm just saying. That's why I didn't take that game.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point, Tony. But I am taking it. I'm all over it. Plus the 3, or give me the money line. And you got the TNT Parlay Tuesdays.
TNT Parlay Tuesdays.
That's a FanDuel thing. You do have to make sure it is one of the games that is a TNT broadcasted game. There's only two of them. I got this wrong the last time I talked about this.
I'll tell everyone right now. The Spurs Clippers is not the TNT game.
Yeah, so do not put a same game parlay for that game if you are expecting to get your $10 back. Also opt in.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for your service.
TNT Tuesday.
Let's now head to the other hardwood.
Yeah, here we go.
The collegiate hardwood.
Hell yeah.
4-0 last night for Paul.
Hell yeah.
Hell of a night, Paul.
Hell of a night.
Was a good day.
King has returned.
Was a good day.
How was a lot of games tonight? Or Tuesday's normally a big college basketball night, right?
1, 2, 3, 4. I got.
No, I meant overall.
Oh yeah, there's a fucking boatload of games here. I'm not Winthrop. I took money line. They're -6 now at Middle Tennessee. I would not lay that number.
Winthrop's a good.
I program. Like Winthrop.
It's a good program.
Eastern Kentucky money line versus James Madison.
Ooh, JMU. They just got. They got the program back.
The Colonels are covering machines.
Colonels.
They are covering machines. They're also 8-1 ATS their last 9.
Are we talking games. About James Madison, the Colonials, or
the Colonels?
Now I'm confused who you're taking.
Robert Morris?
Bro, Robert it is Morris? So hard to find these schools on here.
Just fucking control F, Mitt.
Oh yeah, if I was on my computer.
Oh, you're not.
He's not.
Smart.
Eastern Kentucky money line over James Madison. You got that one?
Eastern Kentucky.
Got it. Houston. -5.5 versus Virginia. This was 7.5 this morning. It has come down.
Has Virginia bounced back after they lost to fucking Navy?
They haven't looked great. They're 2-7 ATS their last 9, dating back to last year. Cougars are great at home and great as a favorite. I like -5.5 with Houston there.
Okay.
UT Arlington.
Oh, not SA.
The Mavericks as a home dog over AB Christian.
Uh-huh.
Love that one.
Yes.
Nevada, money line at Santa Clara. Wolfpack are great on the road.
Uh-huh.
North Dakota State is at Arizona. Arizona is -16.
Really?
And I'm going to lay that.
Okay.
They're 2-0. They've won by 54-39.
Wildcats are on the
ball. I don't see buzzing. Any reason why that doesn't happen again tonight. This might be my favorite game of the night. BYU at Oregon. Both teams are 2-0.
Okay.
Oregon -3.5. I like the Ducks.
Is Oregon good again? Are they going to be good again?
Not as good as last year, I don't think, but I like that against BYU. Jackson State at CBU. I'll lay the 5.5 with CBU. They're 2-0 to start the year. They've won by 29-22. The Tigers are 0-2.
Is that Columbus University, Coastal?
Cal Baptist. Good story. Been very good to us in college basketball for a few years.
Okay.
Good story.
Shout out Cal Baptist. But we're going against them?
No, I'm on Cal Baptist.
Okay, we're on Cal Baptist.
Yeah, we're against the Jackson State Tigers.
Yeah.
We like the Cal Baptist Lancers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Gumpy. Yes. You got anything on the Seton Hall at Michigan?
Are you making your voice?
No, actually, I was clearing my voice.
No, what is that? What that spread get to? 8.5?
Yeah, it's at 8.5. Seton Hall used to be just an absolute cover machine when I was in college.
See, I don't think Michigan's as good as they were last year.
Oh, yeah. Give me Seton Hall. Let's go. I'm 1-0 on college basketball this year, so this is my second official pick. Give me Seton Hall.
What was your first one?
I had Kansas, actually, when you took Michigan State.
Yeah, he did bury you.
When you guys fucking roped me into that one.
CS Fullerton at home. Against George Washington, both these teams stink.
G-dub.
So I'll take Fullerton money line.
Okay.
And this is a lot of points, and I said I wouldn't do it, but I will lay the 20.5 with Alabama against South Alabama. 2-0, they've won by 16-29. Oh, it's an ugly number, but I love this Alabama team.
South Alabama's playing an SEC school in football this weekend, too.
So to recap... Alabama -20.5. CS Fullerton money line. CBU -5.5. Oregon -3.5. Arizona -16. Nevada money line. UT Arlington +2.5. Houston -5.5. Eastern Kentucky money line.
Okay. Good luck to you today.
A lot of chalk there. I don't like that.
Yeah. Tennessee's -27.5 against South Alabama. I may fucking take the rough in that one.
South?
I might. Thinking about it.
Everybody, so that Alabama number today, it was 24.5 this morning. So everyone's on South Mama.
South Mama.
South Mama.
South Mama.
South Mama.
Okay. To finish off today's show, let's run through a little week 11 NFL.
NFL.
Patriots are getting 80% of the tickets and 85% of the money against the Falcons.
It's up to seven.
It's up to seven.
Oh, man.
Can't you just see?
I'm just
gonna... The Patriots were so impressive against the Browns. The Falcons got dog walked. Automatically in my head thinks, oh, Falcons are going to keep it close. Home puppies.
Yeah.
Prime time. Not taking it yet. That's Thursday, but still going to run the numbers. We'll see. Ravens are getting 62% of the tickets and 90% of the money against the Bears.
See, I'm not sold on the Ravens, and I haven't been all year. And I do think the Bears are better than people give them credit for.
I agree.
But I will not bet that game.
And basically, it'll be, I'll have to look, like, can the Ravens stop the run?
If it went the other, like, it's down to six.
Which team can stop the run?
It's down to six now. If it went the other way, like, if it was 7.5, I would think about taking the Bears.
Titans are getting 73% tickets and 90% of the money against the Texans. There's going to be a point here, because the Titans' schedule isn't that tough coming down the stretch here, that there's going to be a lot of big Titans lines. And can they keep performing without Derrick Henry is going to be very interesting. Saints, 72% of tickets and 90% of the money against the Eagles.
I'm doing it. I'm fucking doing it.
You're going to take the Birds?
Yep. I don't think the Saints team is good. I've never thought their defense is good. At any point this year, I haven't thought they were good.
Their offense.
Their secondary stinks, dude.
Well, can the Eagles throw?
Jalen Hurts looked damn good against the Broncos.
You were right.
I might turncoat and flip.
On?
Sirianni.
Like?
You like him?
I mean, I'm...
Turncoat would be if you liked him and then you...
No, he hated him. Now he likes him.
Yeah.
You're Benedict Arnold.
I mean, like, as... In general, my feelings of the actual person will not change, but... Whoa. I might turn my...
That's not a personal
show. Are you guys friends or something?
No.
Fucking get it together.
What's going on?
What were you saying?
I might turn my bet against the Eagles into a bet on the Eagles.
Oh.
I was fading the Eagles all year, and it has lost me a shit ton of money.
Okay. Turncoat, Matt.
What were you saying?
You were right.
About what?
75% tickets, 93% of the money. Dolphins versus the Jets.
Yeah. No thanks.
Thank you.
No fucking thanks.
Colts are getting the tickets. Bills are getting the money, though.
Feed me the fucking Colts. 7.5? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Carl Wentz in Buffalo?
I'll let you know where I'm leaning tomorrow.
Here's one for you. Look at the quarterbacks the Buffalo Bills defense
has played. I know. Lions are getting 71% of the tickets and 65% of the money. They impressed on Sunday. They impressed the bettors against the Browns.
No, I can't do it with that game.
Packers are getting 90% of the tickets, but the Vikings are getting 60% of the money.
Packers. Money line. I'll lay minus 140. Give me that.
I want to take the Vikings, but Kirk hasn't been good in that matchup. Panthers are getting 65% of the tickets, but the football team is getting 65% of the money.
So I like this when the Panthers were like minus 1.5.
Is the football team getting the hook right now?
Yeah, it's 3.5 now. I might stay away from this one.
Is the football team getting the hook, Nick?
Listen, you had your moment, and you didn't even take them. You didn't even have the guts to take them. You're always leaning. Oh, lean football team.
I've never once said lean football team.
Make a pick.
I'm 1-1 on the football team this year, okay? 49ers are getting 60% of the tickets, but the Jaguars are getting 60% of the money.
That's up to seven.
Is this split ticket money week? We got a lot of that going on right now.
Just pros and Joes.
Pros and Joes. Oh, week 11, pros versus Joes.
Ultimate pros and Joes.
Bengals are getting 75% of the tickets. We've got another split. Raiders are getting 61% of the money.
How do you bet on the Raiders after what? They were playing the
Chiefs. I don't know. I don't know.
They were playing. Like, if I bet the Bengals here, it's strictly because of what the Raiders did to me on Sunday night.
Holy shit, we've got another split ticket money game. Cardinals are getting 66% of the tickets, but the Seahawks are getting 90% of the money.
Yeah. Seahawks plus 2.5 is absurd.
Pros versus Joes, week 11. Fucking sign me up. Cowboys, 44% of tickets, which means the Chiefs are getting 56% of tickets and 63% of the money.
That's one I think I'll stay away from.
Let that line just keep climbing.
Tony might fucking love this week.
It's getting close to 3.
Let's go.
I know. Get it to 3. Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go, Chiefs bettors. Let's go. Put your tickets in.
What if the chefs are back? It's in KC. Jackson's going to be there.
Who cares?
The ball's on this fucking guy.
What?
Tweets me. While we're doing this show, how do you feel about the Battle of Michigan Maction Battle?
Turn it off. Turn them off.
Hey, we're doing a gambling show. We talked about the Battle of Michigan.
Turn it off.
It's unbelievable.
Blocked.
No. That doesn't get you blocked.
That Cowboys Chiefs game is fucking Steelers are up to 6.
Yeah, dude, everyone's going to be hot.
Hey, if Big Ben's in, fucking give me the Steelers.
Tomlin said they're preparing as if Mason's getting the start.
Pardon?
Tomlin said they're preparing as if Mason's getting the start.
Why?
Because they don't know if Ben's going to be back.
Ben's fine.
Get right, Nick? That was the phrasing?
That was the phrasing, but the more I thought about it, wouldn't you do that anyways? Because you know what Ben gives you. These people...
They're building their game plan this week as if Mason Rudolph is the quarterback for Sunday night.
Is he playing possum?
Listen, the game plan from week to week with that team does not change that fucking much.
Fucking Matt Canada.
But it is Ben, so expect the worst.
Big week 11 coming up, eh? Let's go.
You just going all fucking dogs?
Nah. I'll let you know tomorrow. Hey, I'll fill you in tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We appreciate it. We really do. We fucking really do. If I don't say that enough, I apologize.
Good job, Tony.
From right here.
Good job, Tony.
We love you.
Good job, Tony.
Love you, people who listen to stuff we say.
Fucking Atlanta at 7. Fuck.
Fuck, dude. Fuck.
Ugh. I want the Pats bad. Now. See, this is where we're at the point. The Dolphins, I felt all week they would win.
Oh, yeah.
The 49ers, I felt all week they would win. This one, if I take Atlanta, it's strictly going against the grain.
Here, I got a teaser for you. Okay.
Go.
You with me?
Go.
Tease the Pats down to 1. Tease the Browns down to 3. And the Ravens down to pick them.
I don't love the Ravens in there.
I don't think they're going to lose 2 weeks in a row. They could.
Justin Fields looked good against the Steelers.
They could. Yeah, but Matt Nagy, I think they're on a bye week, so that only just gives Matt Nagy a week to fuck things up. We'll see, though.
Oh, contrary, my friend.
We'll see, though. We can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. We'll be back tomorrow. I am the queen.
No goals tonight. Let's go.
No goals.
Plus Canada, 640. Mexico. Come on.
No goals.
Snow game. This will go down. Fucking. What's where are we at? November 16th, 2021. Canada, Mexico, 0-0 Edmonton snow game. Book it.
Now we go. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.